If we could begin by listening and establishing the kind of open, awake, aware. So it really doesn't matter what sounds are there, pleasant, unpleasant, just awake to the way it is. And in the same way that we can listen to sound, we can listen to thought, we can be receptive to a mood. And then and in that listening mode, establish non-becoming. Not trying to go anywhere. Just this way. So it's a receptive awareness rather than reaching forward to get some experience. Become sensitive to this mode of being. No desire, no becoming. It's very simple. And that's the home ground. And then from that place of non-desire, non-becoming, we can do things, exercises, and see how they work. Not to get or not to get rid of, but just to create energies, to focus, and so on. So feel the body, feel the posture. Try to sit very balanced, so the weight is evenly distributed on the ground or on the chair. Take time to set up the posture. And the attitude, an attitude of kindness, acceptance. So breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be free. No rush, very patient. Then let's use the breath to set up the posture. And I talk about this to just help with the tendency to be very, very dull and lethargic. This is a good way to bring vitality to the posture, to the mind. So begin to extend your breathing, make it deeper and longer, but in a pleasant way, not in a forced, willful way. So long breath in, long breath out. Non-becoming now. You really feel the long breath in. Feel the long breath out. So we're moving away from thought into the body. What bodily sensations indicate a long breath? In the belly, in the chest? Long breath in, long breath out. Again, feel your spine. Feel the base of the spine. Long breath in. Long breath out. And bring your attention up the spinal column very slowly. See if you notice any sensations, feelings. Going up the spinal column, long breath in, long breath out. No rush. Now let the sensations in the body, let them reveal themselves. Don't lean forward to try to get something. So you kind of really, your attention is very receptive rather than grasping. Long breath in, long breath out. Feel the base of the spine. And on the out breath, feel the spine extending down into the ground like the roots of a tree. Long breath in, long breath out. Stretching down, feel the spine extending down, rooted in the ground. Long breath in, long breath out. Feel the extension the other way, up the spine, through the neck, the top of the head, the ceiling, the sky. So it's the top of the tree growing up, open. Long breath in, long breath out, the both way stretch. Extension down and up. Enjoy the stretch. Fill the body with breath. So it's not a willful activity, it's more just like a yoga stretch. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching both ways. Long breath out, long breath in, the in-breath. Feel the air filling up to the top of the lungs. Feel the lungs filling out forward, back, to the sides, like a balloon. Long breath in, long breath out, long breath in, filling up. Extension outwards like a balloon, forward and back to the sides. No tension, don't tense your eyes, don't tense your face. Now slowly let your breath become normal and settle into a posture which is straight, grounded, and then occasionally when you want to return to that deep breath and the stretching. If you're starting to feel tense or tight or dull, do it like a kind of yoga stretch in the sitting. It's very nice to do, but always do it from a sense of pleasantness rather than forcefulness. So now just normal breathing. And try to find a rhythm of the breath which feels pleasant to you. So play around with the breath. Become engaged with the breath. something which feels nice and pleasant, not too forced. The attitude of receptivity now. Let the breath come to you. Don't reach forward trying to find something in the breath. Don't tighten your face. Don't tighten your eyes. And feel the breath in the body. So use this breath now as a way of sustaining awareness. You're not trying to, so in this you're not trying to close everything off. There'll still be the sound of the crows and all that. But it's kind of just a point of reference. This is something that's happening now. The exercise isn't like super focus, but open awareness, playing around with the breath. And then sustaining that receptive awareness for a span of an in-breath, an out-breath. And then as the different things come up, like obsessive thoughts, or discomfort, pain, things like that, then how can you include that in your practice of awareness? Keep the breath going, keep it pleasant. So there's no becoming, simply being. Keep making the resolve to awaken, open the mind, non-becoming. So when you notice the thinking mind is rattling on, the point where you awaken to that, note that point, say, oh good, this is the way it is now. Rather than trying to get rid of thought, you come back to the breath. You're there. Patience is the secret. So your attention will get hijacked by plans and worries and so on, and that's just the momentum of thought. The important thing is to take note when the thought has actually stopped, and that's when you notice it. That's the space around thought. So you see thought more and more as an object, comes and goes. So when you notice that, then open the mind in gratitude. Oh good, I'm back. Here we are. Rather than just fighting with thought all the time. So thought more and more is known as movement and consciousness rather than a problem. And again, it takes a lot of patience just to awaken with non-desire, non-becoming. And trust in that. But make that awakening very conscious. And here now, thoughts are coming and going, and there's the breath.